This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet passes the government policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year. Prime Minister directs to observe Republic Day in a constructive way. And Israeli protesters block 8 trucks destined for Gaza. Blinken in Ukraine as U.S. weapons range frontline. Now the news in detail. The government has passed the policy and programs for the upcoming fiscal year. According to government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, the meeting of the Council of Ministers today has passed the government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year in the joint sitting of the Federal Parliament later this afternoon. President Ramchandra Podil is scheduled to present the policies and programs. Similarly, the main opposition party, Nepali Congress, NC, is allowed to allow the presentation of the government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year in the federal parliament today. The main opposition party had been obstructing the proceedings of the House of Representatives before this calling for forming a parliamentary committee for conducting impartial investigation into the cooperative scandal. According to NC Chief Whip Ramesh Lekhak, a meeting of the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party today has decided to allow President Ramchandra Podil to present the government's policies and programs for the next fiscal year in the joint sitting of the Federal Parliament in late afternoon today. The NC has, however, stated that it will not allow running the Parliament proceedings in the discussions following the agenda of presenting the policies and programs until the Parliamentary Investigation Committee is formed. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has urged one and all to observe this year's Republic Day specially and constructively for 3 days from May 27. A meeting held under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Dahal at Singhadarbar today formed a Republic Day main celebration committee 2081. Deputy Prime Ministers, Ministers, Mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Chief Secretary of the Government of Nepal, Chief of the Army Staff, Mayor of Lalitpur Metropolitan City, Secretaries of the Government of Nepal, Gazetted First Class Officers, the Inspector General of Nepal, Nepal Police and the Armed Police Force and Director of the National Investigation Department are the members of the committee. The government has been observing JS 15 every year as Republic Day since the establishment of republicanism on JS 15, 2065 in the country. The meeting also determined the program to be organized at the federal government and central level, Nepali embassies and diplomatic missions abroad and the province capital and district and the local levels. It has formed publicity subcommittees under the coordination of the Secretary at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology as well as other subcommittees. Ambassador of Sweden to Nepal, Jan Tesleff, is visiting Kathmandu from May 14 to 17 together with representatives from Swedish business and government officials from the Swedish Energy Agency. During his visit, Ambassador Tesleff will participate in the second edition of the EU-Nepal Business Forum, taking place on May 15 to 16, and met with the ministers, including Minister for Foreign Affairs, Nayan Kaji Shrestha. According to National News Agency, Ambassador Tesleff said that his participation in the EU-Nepal Business Forum, Sweden aims to further increase trade between our two nations and explore potential business opportunities involving Swedish and Nepalese companies. Ambassador Tesleff further expressed that the bilateral cooperation with Nepal would be strengthened on climate action and the advancement of the sustainable development goals. The Netrajyoti Sankhotang chapter organized a 3-day free eye camp where a total of 143 persons underwent eye surgeries. The people as old as 102 years had the operation for cataract. The camp was held from May 11 to 13. Most of the patients in the health camp were for cataract removal, while 36 people had undergone other eye surgeries. 14 medical persons had provided the service in the health camp conducted in collaboration with Rupakot Majwagadi Municipality and technical assistance of the Sagarmatha Chaudhary Eye Hospital. At the camp, 373 people were provided eyeglasses and 650 people got medicines for free of cost. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israeli protesters blocked 8 trucks destined for Gaza on Monday, throwing food packages onto the road and ripping bags of grain open in the occupied West Bank. The lorries, which were set upon at the Tarkmia checkpoint west of Hebron, came from Jordan and were headed to the Gaza Strip, where tens of thousands of Palestinians face food and aid shortages. According to BBC, the White House has condemned the attack, describing it the looting of 8 convoys as a total outrage. According to reports in Israeli media, the Tzav 9 activist group was responsible for organizing the protest. The humanitarian situation in Gaza, the intended destination of the 8 trucks, is a matter of grave concern among many in the international community. The UN's World Food Programme has warned that Palestinians in northern Gaza are experiencing a full-blown famine, while in the south, where most Palestinians have sought refuge, the humanitarian situation is worsening. Israel has long maintained that it is committed to facilitating deliveries of humanitarian aid into and within Gaza and has accused Hamas of stealing the aid designated for civilians. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Ukraine as weapons from a new American aid package begin arriving at the front line. His visit comes as the country struggles to hold back a major Russian incursion near its second biggest city of Kharkiv. America's top diplomat is expected to meet President Volodymyr Zelensky and other officials. According to U.S. officials, Mr. Blinken will deliver a message of reassurance. The Secretary of State's arrival on Tuesday marks 3 weeks since the U.S. Congress finally agreed a new $61 billion aid package for Ukraine. The breakthrough followed more than a year of partisan paralysis in Washington, with some Republicans adamantly opposed to the funding. According to a senior U.S. official ahead of Mr. Blinken's arrival in Kiev, said the American-funded weapons now arriving at the front line included air defense, interceptors, artillery and ATACMS or long-range precision-guided missiles. The United Nations says one of its staff members was killed and another injured as they traveled to a hospital in southern Gaza on Monday. It said the workers were traveling in a UN vehicle to the European hospital near Rafah when it was struck. The UN did not mention who it thought was responsible for the attack. The Israeli military said an initial inquiry indicated the vehicle was struck in an active combat zone and it had not been made aware of its route. According to the spokesman of the UN Secretary General, Farhan Haq, in a statement, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that he was deeply saddened to learn of the workers' death and sent his condolences to their family. Mr. Haq added that the Secretary General condemns all attacks on UN personnel and calls for a full investigation. In a separate statement, Mr. Guterres said more than 190 UN staff had been killed in Gaza since the start of the conflict. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy in rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places of Madhes province and hilly regions of rest of the country. There is also possibility of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. At present, there is a partial influence of western wind as well as the local air, including low pressure system from around Bihar in India. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Cabinet passes the government policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year. Prime Minister directs to observe Republic Day in a constructive way, and Israeli protesters block 8 trucks destined for Gaza. Blinken in Ukraine as U.S. weapons reach front line. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.